Room 5. File number 5. Enamels. In making enamels, the Hernandez brothers found a field for aesthetic experimentation. The result is a considerable production in a wide range of formats with a patent and intentional ornamental function in the objects. As many painters and sculptors did by approaching the applied arts through ceramics, the Hernandez brothers chose dishes and metal cups as an ideal support for unleashing their rich thematic repertoire, bringing together the qualities of an excellent drawing with the forms and colors achieved through their control of fire. The intrinsic beauty of each of the resulting pieces is an achievement stemming from the creativity of forms, of incorporating styles, and of the workshop's artistic tradition. The Hernandez brothers joined in on restoring the polychromatic tradition of imagery, headed in Galicia by Francisco Azorey. This was to be their chief technical contribution, as they were able to incorporate enamel work to his rounded bulk sculptures long before the Fine Arts College of Berlin took pride in doing so. The Fine Arts College of Berlin was founded in 1946 by artists associated with Bauhaus. Two works bear witness to this in this room: the portrait of the Parisian model Kiki of Montparnasse, made in 1934, and a girl, awarded first prize in the National Decorative Arts Competition of 1935. The images of the Eternal Feminine are debated between the Pre-Raphaelite Lady and the Femme Fatale, typified at the time. She is presented as an allegory of the seasons of the year, or surrounded by flowers, in order to echo the spiritual ideal of innocence and purity, values much sought after at the time. Nonetheless, the view held by pre-war society of the feminine is more often linked with evil. The most perfect depiction of this woman where love and death are brought together is the figure of Salome, whose portrait was extolled by Oscar Wilde. With her, the theme of the woman serpent, often evoked by Juan Ramón Jiménez to echo sensuality, drawn by many authors with a long, coppery, wavy head of hair, was highly appropriate for the Art Nouveau aesthetic. The Hernandez brothers' taste for contents with an allegorical, poetical content were to be expressed throughout their works. The enameled dishes on display in this room show just that. This modernist inspiration, however, proved to be insufficient in an increasingly industrial society that had become the main clientele. The new reality found its best expression in Art Deco, and especially by the graphic arts of poster work, to a greater or lesser extent inspired on Cubism and Futurism. On the dish entitled Allegory of the Electric Industry, we find all these influences together. Modernist symbolism is represented by allegory, personified in the central female figure. Fragmentation of the surface of the dish into small radial scenes, geometrically arranged, is a cubist concept. Recreating the industrial landscape, the machine, energy, and the power of lightning are clearly taken from Futurism.